Andy, have a seat. So you have a funny story about the Kinks.
He did say that.
And then he left.
Yeah, he took a call from
A call from his manager, from his agent, from his bookie, from his wife. His wife is his manager, agent, and bookie, right? That was the fatal flaw in the Kinks' Victoria from a tribute to the Kinks called Starstruck. Prior to that, Tulpa did Ricochet, a single of theirs. The Wanders, they performed live on the Dave the Spaz show a few weeks ago, and I grabbed the audio and played that version of Pick Me Up on Your Way Down. I cannot recall who did the original, but I'm a big fan of the original tune. Nice to hear a cover of it. And Foreplay did Time Has Come from their album Macaroni Art Volume 1. Okay, Andy, you're back. Now, you want to tell a story about...
No, I'm kind of insulted.
What?
I have to say, you hurt my feelings.
I just asked if it was family friendly because...
You don't believe I have a story about the Kinks, a funny story about the Kinks.
Oh, I do believe you. Did you open for them?
No, I said I have a funny story about the Kinks, and you said, really?
I'm sorry.
Oh, screw you, man.
I didn't demonstrate sufficient enthusiasm.
No, why are you? Just don't believe me. You don't trust me.
Well, I know you have a story about the Human League, and I've heard it. It's great. You have a great story about the Human League.
Because when I said I have a funny story about the Human League,
and there was another
you said, tell it to me.
And there was another story you had to tell about this singer-songwriter from the 70s. I forget his name.
Don McLean.
Yeah, him. Could you tell that story again?
No.
You've got a minute and a half.
You don't think I have... You ended your show a minute and a half early?
No. Yeah, I can give
you
it to you.
You did, really?
Can you tell the story?
Wait,
about
did you list all the songs that you played in the
set? I did. I haven't done the station ID yet, but that just takes 5 seconds. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. So,
no one does that faster.
Now, is the story about the Kinks? Is it about Ray Davies? Is it about Ray and Dave Davies?
Well,
is it about the drummer?
No,
Mick
it's about
Avery.
It's about the the Kinks were at SNL, and we had friends visiting backstage, and they asked me, he was a fan of the Kinks, and he asked me to get an autograph for Ray Davies on an album, and I went in and I went into the green room, and I went up to, I don't know, one kink from another. Who can tell one kink from another? Seriously, can you? Could you pick one? Could you pick Ray Davies out of a lineup? As opposed to Dave Davies?
He's probably the only one I could pick out, yeah.
You could?
I think I could pick out Ray Davies.
All right. Here's a rule if you ever meet the Kinks in person. Don't call Dave Davies Ray Davies. Okay?
Okay.
It's just a mistake. By the way, here's another little tip. If you ever meet Mick Jagger, don't start him up. I can't go into why. I don't have enough time now. You got to trust me on this one. Those are the two rock and roll rules that you can live by.
Dinner at Andy's. Two fellas shooting the breeze. Dinner at Andy's. Come on in, weary listener, take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got trouble these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. sins, go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, and these days you probably do, call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Take it away, Andy.
Back to you, Ken.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program that loves you a lot. Loves you a whole lot.
Do you mean all I have to do is say back to you, Ken?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. That took me 30 years to realize. Hey, back to you, Ken.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to have you back, buddy.
Back to you, buddy. Whoa, I got to tell you, the weight has been lifted off my shoulder. I've cracked this job.
Just by throwing it back
to you, Ken. Woo! This is a joy now. I will no longer dread Wednesdays at 6.
I didn't realize you felt that much pressure.
Yeah, back to you, Kenny. Let's call the show back to you, Ken.
No. Why don't you share that great zinger you've been working on?
Don't really know what you're referring to.
Every time you throw it back to me, I'm going to throw it back to you for a zinger.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Well played, Kenny.
I know how to deal with you comedians.
Okay. So, hey, we have a date. We have a date. It's Friday night, Friday the 24th for the Andy Mation Festival.
Right. We are talking about doing the first event in our own venue here, Monty Hall, in 3 years.
Wow.
And we're talking about doing it Friday night, February 24th.
The grand reopening. But tickets are at a premium. You're only selling...
Yeah, we're only going to be selling 40 tickets.
40 tickets because we want to leave room for the animators.
Right. And there's 10 of them.
How will you select the 40 people?
First 40 people who pay, but we haven't.
No. We haven't. No, everyone can pay. Not the first 40 people who can pay. The first 40 people who can pay who can make it worth our while, who will do something for the station. For you and me personally.
No.
What can they do for us?
I don't know how to make that happen for you.
What's in it for me?
I just know how to do it.
Hi, I'd like to come to the animation festival. Yeah, what's in it for me?
Okay, let's play act that. What's in it for me?
I work at the new go-kart place
at
Meadowlands.
Nice. Oh, it's not at the Meadowlands. Is it at the Meadowlands?
I don't know, but I can get you and your family in for free. How would you like that? Maybe if you can just see your way into letting me stand in the back during your animation festival.
No, you'd have to pay.
Now, what are you having trouble getting on Zoom?
Yeah, I'm having really bad trouble getting.
Are you really?
I am, yeah.
I'll tell you why that concerns me. Our whole damn show revolves around Zoom.
Right.
Okay, you figure it out. What do you can't remember your password?
No, I know the password, but it's not working.
Maybe your cap key is locked on. Is your cap key locked on?
No, it's not.
Are you pressing all the keys with real determination?
Yeah.
Are they clicking?
Yep.
Okay. You think you know your Zoom password?
I know it. I there's no question. I know
it. What do you think is happening, Ken?
I don't know. Something
fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Well, I wasn't talking about it on the air until
now. Now you're thinking, now Ken is just staring at his keyboard.
Until you brought it up.
The web page, the monitor in front of Ken says, what does it say? Enter your password, wrong password.
Yeah.
You use Zoom many times a week, don't you?
I use it all the time. I could run upstairs and get my laptop.
Yeah, or maybe can Scott go and get it?
I'd prefer to carry my own laptop.
I prefer Scott gets it. That way I'm not left alone.
What if we get a caller who talks to you
okay.
while I run up and get my laptop?
How about we get a caller that just talks to themselves?
Okay.
And doesn't it doesn't involve me.
Okay, we need somebody who can do like
I got this. I can do this. 201. Oh, you got to put him on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
201-209-9368. Anybody that can hold a monologue, that can just talk on their own. What do you need, Ken? 90 seconds?
No, 2 minutes.
Okay. 90 seconds?
Yeah.
Nah, 2 minutes. Okay. 201-209-9368. Okay, now why are you pulling that cord? I could only wonder.
Because I'm going to need it.
For your laptop?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's long
okay.
enough, yeah.
Okay, do we have a call yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, I don't want to be left alone in the studio. Ken has a little errand to run. It'll take him 2 minutes.
Yeah, just up the stairs and then back.
I could sing All You Need Is the Girl from
Gypsy. Hey, honey.
Oh, here you go. Okay, Beth can talk.
Yeah.
Believe you me.
Hey, can I go to that Friday party? I don't know what it brings to the animation party.
Yes, you can go because...
I can bring markers.
No, it's not that kind of party, honey. Thank you for asking. It's we've asked a few of our listeners, maybe close to a dozen, are professional and or amateur animators.
Wow!
And they've been animating audio clips from our show.
Oh my God! So it's like a film festival.
It's like a little mini film festival. It's not a contest, but it's a film festival. But here's the problem. The animation, I think the total time of all the animations end to end would be about 25 minutes.
25 minutes? That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, but people are coming from out of town. People are driving. They're parking. What else can we do? We can't just do that. What else can we do to fill the evening?
These are hand-drawn animations.
Some are hand-drawn. Some are computer. They're beautiful, actually.
Generated?
Yeah. But what can we do to fill out the rest of the evening?
You know, why don't we make it a WFMU fundraiser? Or is that not fair?
Well, I guess any profits would go to FMU. It's not a big event. They only want to sell 60 tickets. But what can we do to fill out the evening, to make it a full course meal, a three-course meal, instead of just an
app?
Well, there'd be 9 or 10, but the total length of time for the animation is maybe 25 minutes.
Well, this is what I would do.
Okay.
Is I would have all the animators bring their friends and family. It's really their night.
Yes, they'll be invited. Yes, but that doesn't quite answer the question. What do you do with the rest of the evening?
Well, if there's 10 animators and they're each presenting their 3-minute movie.
Well, we're not going to let them talk.
Why not?
Dear God.
Aren't they going to get a moment to applaud?
No, honey. They almost all of them have serious emotional problems. No, honey, they're not going to talk. We're not going to let.
Jillian, she animated this 3-minute clip. Clap, clap, clap.
Honey, we're just
do
we're
you
still.
Do you have any questions for Jillian?
No,
yes.
Beth.
What they do to, you know, I don't know.
Beth, we may not even let them stand up and be recognized. We're still debating that.
Lord.
Honey, these are people with serious problems.
Wait, I have another question. Is the collection of animations, is that going to be a premium?
Yes, and then people can get the premium. Yes, but honey, you haven't even. You haven't addressed my...
It's not even a DVD anymore, is it?
Well, it'll be available in multiple formats. But, honey, what do we do with the rest of the evening?
I think you're underestimating how long an animation film festival will be.
I know. Here's the thing, darling. I love you. I know exactly to the... We know exactly to the second how long this is going to be.
You're running them end to end.
Yes, we're running them... Wait, Ken, are we running these end to end, or are we introducing each one individually?
I don't know. Which do you prefer?
Well, I'm just talking to Bethy about filling out the night.
Yeah, I think we should probably introduce each one.
Well, that's just separately. Adding another couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, we...
What I'm hoping one of you will suggest is clog dancing.
I believe the promise that you've made, Andy,
yeah.
How quickly you forget,
yeah.
is that you and I were going to finally go all the way.
On stage?
Yes.
Okay.
On stage.
Okay, well, that's
what we've been saying.
I know, but that's 3 minutes. Look, Ken, if
3 minutes, yes, you think us, very highly of yourself.
If us doing it, doing the deed, okay, that's 3 minutes, and then the animation is 25 minutes. That's 28 minutes.
I think you should just have just a fun, why don't you just have a party? Why don't you just have a...
Or why don't we do this? Wait, why don't we do this? Why don't we begin the evening with Ken and I going all the way? Do the animation crap.
First base, though.
Do the animation crap. And then after, is there any way to mute this woman? And then, and then end the evening going all the way again.
Okay.
It'll be 25 minutes later.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how much we've improved. That's a great idea.
Are you going to ask Andy to get his gum out before you kiss him?
Oh, there ain't going to be no kissing.
That's actually rule number one.
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually, and by the way, that's rule number one and rule number two.
Strict Scandinavian sex worker rules are in effect.
Yeah. No. I won't be.
Are you going to get naked together?
No kissing. Oh, no nakedness.
Oh, no naked. No. Oh, honey. Honey.
You have a.
Honey, it's like you've never been to Amsterdam.
Wait, what does all the way mean? That's like a definition.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Oh, my God. No way.
Supposed to be kissing and making out.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we'll kiss.
That's one way of going all the way.
Yeah, that's one way. No. What Ken and I mean is we're gonna join our bank accounts. That's going all the way.
Wait, are you gonna get Ken a pretty hat to wear?
Oh, I already have several.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel like I've done my duty. I've kept I talked to Andy. Well, can
yeah, you did. You did your job. Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth.
Okay, we love you.
Sure. Okay, love you too. Bye.
We're all set.
Okay, are we on Zoom now?
Yes, we are on Zoom.
And we already have people.
Yeah, we almost have a full room.
Wait. How did you do that? Oh, it was on the newsletter.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, he's too good.
And we need one more person to join us in the Zoom room.
But do you have that phone number?
It's right on the playlist page. Go to WFMU.org.
And I don't know if I like, wait, but all these people, don't they have to?
Click on playlist and comments.
Okay, but we have to have some ground rules.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first off, we should explain what we're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing. Wait, I'm blanked.
We are going to have seven people on the air at once.
Seven people on the air at once.
In a Zoom room.
In a Zoom room.
And once we are determining...
Once we determine...
That they all need money.
That they all need money. That none of them are independently wealthy.
You're going to offer $1,000.
No, I never said $1,000. What was the number I said?
$500. You're going to offer $500.
What is the number? There is a number. There is an amount. Mm-hmm. That anyone will do anything to anyone for.
Right. That's what you said.
That number, Ken.
A couple of weeks ago, $250.
That number is $52. $52. Anyone will do anything to anyone, especially poor people.
A few weeks ago, it was $250.
Well, the economy's improved. The economy's turned around.
All right. So you're going to offer $52 to the people in the Zoom waiting room.
Here's the ground rules.
But
here's the ground rules. We have seven people. They're going to be online. You're going to hear them in a minute. We're going to introduce them and hear them in a minute. But the ground rule is one of them will be going home. I'll PayPal or Venmo. One of them, $52, but only one of them. And they all have to unanimously agree on which one gets it.
Right. And they can't, and no splitting the money.
Right. They can't exchange contact information. There's no way they can split the money.
Right.
They have to unanimously agree that one of them will get it.
All right. Well, let's begin.
Wait, hold on. It's all guys. Is it all guys?
It would appear that way.
Well, that's not fair. We need chicks because we want people weeping.
I don't see any chick names.
We want chicks to play that chick card.
Okay. All right.
So. Well, hold on. Wait, let's see what we have. Okay. We have to meet people. Now, should the rule be they have to be on camera? Why can't we make that rule? Can't they?
You want us you want our camera on too?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, fine.
Because I have a little acne on my nose.
Are you ready to talk to Bernardo?
Yeah, the rule is you have to genuinely need this $52. You have to have a good reason to want it. You have to agree that you won't attempt to contact the other six people in the room. We're going to ask you to turn your mic on.
Okay, I've muted everybody. Bernardo, unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman.
Oh, this is great.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Bernardo. Thanks for joining us. Where are you joining us from?
I'm in Midtown.
Heard good things about Midtown. Oh, a friend of mine went to Midtown. Once.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago.
What did he have to say
about
it?
He loved it.
Oh, good, good.
He said it had great energy.
Wow, that's saying a lot these days.
Yeah. And Bernardo, what did you do today? How do you fill your days? Well, you're still at work, it looks like.
Yeah, kind of.
What do you do? What kind of job is that?
I ate some Thai food today. It was really good.
He ate some pasta that was really good.
He said Thai food.
You know, for $52, you could buy yourself a nice big dinner, Thai dinner. What would you do with $52 tonight?
I would give it to Aaron in Minneapolis.
This guy's good. This guy's savvy.
Okay. Well, Aaron in Minneapolis is our next contestant.
Excellent.
So, Bernardo, mute your mic again. And Aaron, why don't you unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman, man. Aaron's dealing with his personal computer there, so you just got to be patient. Now, looks like Aaron might be having trouble getting
we'll have to maybe
his text-to-speech generator running through Zoom.
Aaron can try to join us.
Aaron, we're ready to go. I just saw the comment you put in there. So, Aaron, we're all ready to go.
Well, okay.
All right.
Why don't we move? We have to move on.
I'm going to move on to Daniel. Daniel, why don't you unmute yourself?
Aaron is a friend of the show. It's almost like a family member.
Yes, he did put together the very beloved clip episode a few weeks ago.
It almost isn't fair. It's almost like you or I on here.
So you want to disqualify Aaron?
I think we have to disqualify regular callers like Nadia and Aaron, and even Pam from San Francisco.
Okay. Hey, guys. But,
oh.
You can tell Aaron yourself, Andy.
Aaron, we love you, but we really can't have regular callers on that everyone. It kind of will skew this little contest.
But I am so lovable.
You are. That's the problem. I am so lovable. That's the problem. Can we say we love you?
I love you, Aaron.
Okay, and we'll
okay, we'll, fine, whatever.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Okay, Aaron has bailed out. Sorry about that, Aaron. That was all Andy.
Okay, and then who's next on our
Daniel? Say hello. Unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman, man.
No, that's not working
okay,
either.
Okay, David C., unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, David.
That's two howdies. Did you hear that?
Yep.
I love this guy already.
David, what would you do with the $52 should you win it?
Oh, let's see. I'd probably go to the corner and buy a Ritter Sport and a seltzer.
Good choice.
Wait, what was the first thing on his shopping list?
A Redisport. Am I right, David? A Redisport?
Yes.
What is a Redisport?
I have no idea.
It's a fantastic German chocolate candy bar.
Well, look, I know a seltzer costs $2.
Yeah.
So this Redisport we've been hearing about.
Right, $50.
From Germany, must be a $50 candy bar. Can you imagine, Ken?
Roughly.
Can you imagine? That's like a Willy Wonka kind of candy bar.
No, it's like Toblerone on steroids.
That's some candy bar.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy wants the $50 candy bar. And Aaron would give it to...
No, Bernardo was...
I'm sorry, Bernardo.
But Aaron's not in the game anymore.
Bernardo was leaning toward giving it to Aaron, which already made me wary of Bernardo.
Yeah.
He could say that and then not give it to Aaron.
Good
These
point.
Guys could lie.
But a second ago, you were writing me notes saying everybody's going to give it to Aaron. We need to get Aaron out of here.
Well, because Aaron's a relative. But now I realize they could lie. Now I'm rethinking this whole thing.
All right. Well, right now we have Bernardo and David ready to go.
Okay.
This is your note system here.
Okay. Okay. So who's Dave? Okay. So that's David and Bernardo. Now, who's next?
Daniel dropped. Okay, Patrick, you can unmute yourself now and say hello to Andy Breckman.
Think how excited he is to say hello to Andy Breckman.
You can do it, Patrick.
He's nervous. Remember when you met me, Ken, how nervous you were?
I do remember that.
You were like a little schoolgirl, giggling schoolgirl. Kept digging your toes into the dirt, looking down. Okay, so Patrick is shy.
No, you know what the problem is?
Tell me. Tell me.
We're having technical problems.
Wait, we don't have the bandwidth for this?
Yeah.
We don't?
Yeah, because it didn't work on the station computer. So,
yeah.
So I'm realizing now, because we're on my laptop.
Go ahead, yeah.
Which is on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi is getting very, very bad download speeds. Very bad download speeds. All right, let's try
we
Dora.
Have...
Hey, Dora.
Wait, we have someone who's
there's a baby. Hi, Dora.
We have David's and his baby. Oh, hi, Dora. Hey, Dora, can you turn on your camera?
No, don't turn on the camera.
Don't turn on the camera. Yeah. Why? Because that eats up bandwidth.
Well, yeah, it's better if the cameras are off, actually.
But David's whole advantage, he's trying to leverage his baby. Now David has that.
Well, there ain't no baby no more.
Okay, but David, we see your baby. It's beautiful. Okay. Hey, Dora. Okay, so Dora, what would you do with
$52? First, I want to tell you, Andy, I have my hand on the Bible. So you know I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
Oh, Andy believes stuff like that.
I do?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying close attention. What body part do you have on the Bible?
Her hand.
Oh, your hand. Okay. What would you do with the $52 and you're swearing on the Bible?
I would put it in my fund for a yoga teacher certificate.
Okay, you're going to get a yoga certificate and you've been saving money.
Well, this would be my first.
Oh, I see. This would be the start. This would be the first contribution to that fund. Because you want to be a yoga teacher. Okay. Well, your story has touched my heart. Has it touched your heart, Ken?
It has.
Not as much as the $50 candy bar, but very close. Okay. So we have Bernardo, who would give it to charity.
Or to Aaron.
Or to Aaron,
that's
so he
what
claims.
He said, yeah.
I don't believe a word he says. David wants a candy bar and a seltzer. And Dora would want to help fulfill her dream, her childhood dream of...
A yoga teaching certificate.
Yoga teaching certificate.
All right. Sarah, please unmute your microphone and say hello to Andy Breckman, man. Okay. Hi, Sarah. Oh, we lost Sarah.
Is that your problem with you or her?
Who the hell knows?
Okay, let's get to David because he had his baby on his lap.
Well, we already spoke to David.
No, we didn't.
We did speak to David.
Oh, he's the candy bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he has a baby to feed. What would he do?
I just want to tell the listeners what you're doing. You, the professional writer, you have like a medical pad of post-its.
Yeah.
And
trying to keep
you're
track.
Just writing crap down on a zillion different post-its rather than just one and writing down Bernardo, David, Dora. See?
Yeah. No, you're more organized than me, Ken. That's right, Ken. You win.
You're writing down.
That's right.
You're using page after page after page.
You're much more responsible with the post-its, Ken. I've always said that about you. I've never argued that point.
Patrick, we don't seem to be getting anywhere with your audio.
Okay. So, Patrick, maybe you could reconnect. Try it again.
Yeah, I'm removing Patrick.
So all we have now is Bernardo, David, Dora, and Sarah.
And now we're joining Andy. And
wait, Dora is the yoga teacher?
Yes.
And who's Sarah?
We don't have a Sarah yet.
Oh,
I think she disconnected.
Okay.
Okay. So, James, how about you unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman, man? James A.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. James.
Hi, James. How are you?
Hello. This is Andy.
Yeah, it is. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Little Falls.
Little Falls, Massachusetts?
New Jersey.
Little Falls, New Jersey?
Yeah. You know, the Great Falls of Patterson.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up. Yeah, yeah, Little Falls, New Jersey.
And then the Little Falls. You know, Garrett Mountain.
And what would you do with this $50? Would you put it toward your buying a house in Great Falls fund? Is that the dream, to move to the Better Falls?
I would go to the Little Falls ShopRite and buy 50 cans of black beans, and I would take a picture and send it to you guys to show that I actually bought 50 cans of black beans.
To prove it. And that those black beans, they would feed you for a month?
And a big bag of rice, and James has a complete protein.
Are you living day to day, paycheck to paycheck? So this $52, this is the difference between
Currently unemployed, at the moment, but I am a full-time student at William Patterson.
What are you studying there?
I'm studying music business.
Music business. Yeah, good luck, by the way. Yeah, good luck.
He could be your manager, Andy.
Well, he'll be serving French fries to my manager.
I'm actually looking to go into booking.
Yeah, booking. Yeah, no, that's a great... I'm not your dad, but I'm really, really proud of you, son. You're fulfilling your dream. You're going for it. Okay, so this guy is living hand to mouth. This guy wants beans.
Black beans.
Black beans. Wow.
That's a good investment.
Who's going to argue with that one?
50
Although
cans.
Bernardo would be giving it to other listeners or people that might be deserving, or so he claims.
Well, let's
David
get another,
is the candy bar.
Let's get another one or two, and then you can have them all. Then you can initiate your little Lord of the Flies game here.
Yeah.
Because I know that's what you really want to do.
You mean have them just go at it?
Yeah.
I guess my dream scenario is they can't agree by 7 o'clock, and I go home with $52. I'd be the winner.
All right. Well, let's see if Andrew's on with us. Andrew, can you please unmute yourself and say hello to Andy Breckman, man?
We should have said only guys, because Dora's just going to start sobbing.
And if anybody else would like to join us, we are looking for one or two more people.
Do you agree?
Especially people of the female persuasion.
No. Wait, because if there's more than one female, you mean?
Yeah.
Because Dora will play that card.
You can get the Zoom link by going to our playlist page, which is at WFMU.org, and then follow the link to playlist and comments. And Andrew, are you with us? Unmute yourself. Okay, Andrew's okay. Not.
Can we?
I can change mine. Can I change mine?
Change your
what? Is
that
Bernardo?
Can I change my use of the money?
Well, yes. Wait, hold on. You'll have to tell everyone else.
You can, Bernardo.
But,
yes.
Yes, but not now. You'll just tell everyone when the game has begun. It's basically audio. What's that game where? What's that movie where the kids go run around with bows and arrows, killing each other?
Lord of the Flies.
No, well, that's one. It was a big series of movies.
Oh, The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games, yeah. It's basically audio Hunger Games.
So Andrew can't seem to unmute his phone, so I'm going
you just,
to...
No, I can unmute a phone. How can Andrew not unmute a phone?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, there you go, Andrew. Welcome.
Welcome,
Andrew.
Where are you calling from, Andrew?
I told you, Little Falls.
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
Little
Falls. Andrew's from Little Falls.
Okay. Oh, he's the student. Okay. All right. I told you, Little Falls.
So, Andrew.
I love that. We have James.
You're with the black beans, right?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. He's with the black beans. So, who's James?
James.
I'm James.
Okay, James. Talk to us, buddy.
Where are you calling from, James?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
He says that like, why don't, like we know him. Like we've known him for 30 years.
James. Well, it is James in Brooklyn.
James in Brooklyn.
There's a couple of us.
And, James, what do you do for a living, James?
I make neon lights.
Imagine a world. Ken, just stop for a minute. Just hit pause. Imagine a world without neon lights.
I can't. I don't want to.
I know.
Neon brings the happiness. It brings the joy.
You wouldn't know where to. You wouldn't know where mom's apple pie would be served. Good Eats. You'd never know.
James, where do you make your neon lights? Any place you want to plug?
I have this company, Nebula Neon.
You mean it's your own company?
Yeah. And I make neon for other companies too.
And what would you do with $52?
Well, the catalytic converter just went out on my van, or is going out. There's one last ditch thing I can do, which is to pour a can of
fix his van.
A lacquer thinner.
That'll work. Yeah, do that. Lacquer thinner has a million and one uses, doesn't it, Ken?
Oh man, it's incredibly versatile.
I know, number one on that list.
Yep.
Fixing James's van.
I know that you used to use it in your van.
Yeah, when the catalytic converter was on the fritz.
Yeah.
Got to get this emissions test done. So.
Yeah, he's got an emissions test coming up. Oh boy, he has a real, I think, a good case for going home with the $52.
I think he does. Let's meet Zoe.
Hold on.
Zoe, why don't you?
We have Bernardo. Hold on.
Zoe, unmute your phone. Or unmute your computer. Hi there, Zoe.
I'm trying. I did it.
Wait, do you have a favorite so far, Ken?
No, I'm staying neutral.
Me
too. I really can't believe I got through.
There it is.
And
hey, Zoe
is number six, so we could get going once we say hello to Zoe.
You think six is enough?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to get a pen to write.
Andy's now filling
I'm
up
so glad I could have
his eighth sheet of paper.
Yeah. Hey, how's the radio show going? Well, Ken's amused. That's all I ask. Okay. Hey, Zoe.
I think this is a great episode.
Oh, no. This is another classic.
Thanks, Zoe.
Yeah. If you missed any of it, you could hear it at the Museum of Broadcasting. It's in the classic radio show wing. Hey, Zoe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Heard good things. Heard wonderful things about Los Angeles.
Well, you've spent a lot of time there.
Well, I spent time there, and then I head right for the airport.
Yeah.
And come home. And Zoe, what do you do? What did you do today? What's your day job?
Well, I'm sitting in my painting studio. I'm a painter and killing time.
Yeah.
I haven't even got to work at all.
Well, of course you haven't. You're a painter. And $52, what would that buy you?
Oh, wow. A lot of things. I probably need a new pair of pants. All my pants are covered.
This
in
is
paint.
A girl in LA, a painter without pants. Ken.
I just need to clothe myself. I need to cover my lower
right.
Half.
Yeah. We have a kid. We have a kid here that needs beans. I thought that was as low as it gets. Listen to this, Ken. Zoe's in LA. She's in her studio.
Mm-hmm.
She has no pants.
Does she have beans?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe there's a quid pro quo.
They could
get together.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say Zoe's worse off than Andrew.
You mean if Andrew had extra pair of pants? Yeah.
I do have beans. I had some chili for lunch yesterday.
She's doing fine.
It's made in heaven.
Yeah.
It's made in heaven.
All right, so we now have
Andrew and Zoe.
We now have six people on.
Okay,
on
let's just review Zoom. Them. Wait, and now when they speak, I think they should say their names.
Also, I'm realizing that I think only one or two will be able to speak at the same time.
Why?
Because that's the way Zoom works.
Well, no, they...
just hit me.
No, but they'll identify themselves and say, this is James, this is Bernardo.
Yeah. You might need to help them along.
Bernardo is... the first thing Bernardo wants to do is change what he claims he'll do with his money.
Well, explain to them how this works.
Okay,
guys... We have 25 minutes left.
Okay, well, yeah. We hope it'll be a fun 25 minutes. Guys, we're about to turn the microphone over to you. You can speak anytime you want. Just identify yourself. Say, this is Zoe, this is Andrew, this is Dora. And then make your case. You can say anything you want. It doesn't have to be true, I guess. Right, Ken?
Right.
But it has to be somewhat entertaining. You have to be able to see entertaining from where you're standing.
Yes.
And one of you, and only one of you, will get the $52.
Well, not necessarily.
Why? Oh, if they can't agree. If it's not unanimous.
Right. They have
At 5 minutes to seven, we will poll the group. And if it's unanimous, that person will get the $52. If it's not unanimous, it's the best of all worlds. I will have offered the $52, but I don't have to give anyone the 50.
And there's an important rule, is there not? No splitting.
Yes.
No splitting the money.
Well, if they can't find each other, they can't exchange contact information.
Oh, they have superpowers.
You think they can find each other?
I think some of them can do all sorts of things.
Well, Zoe's easy to find. She's the artist in L.A. without pants.
Yeah.
Okay. And David's easy to find. He's at the candy store salivating over the $50 candy bar.
Andrew's salivating over the black beans.
Yeah.
At the supermarket in Little Falls.
Dora just wants to be a yoga instructor. Bernardo wants to find somebody worthy to give it to, although I think he's going to revise that. And, of course, James. James is easy to find, too, because he's standing under 1,000 neon lights that he himself has designed and made.
Right.
He wants to fix his van, Ken.
But no catalytic converters.
He's one catalytic converter shy of a working van.
All right, so Bernardo, do you want to start things off, and you wanted to switch who you were going to give the money to, or you really want to make the case that you should win or somebody else should win?
Well, we should just let them go.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, why don't we let them all six go?
Go ahead.
I mean,
say your name.
You know what
This is Bernardo.
So, you know,
this is Bernardo.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bernardo here. You know what I really need? I need this cat butt tissue holder that I've been eyeing up online. You know, I just have nowhere to put my Kleenex. And if I had this thing, I mean, you know, it would be whimsical for my guests. They come over, they need a tissue. I'd offer them tissues. They pull it out of the cat butt. It's, you know, it'd be fantastic. So I think it's the best use of the $52.
Thank you, Bernardo. Anybody else? Feel free to go ahead. Just identify yourself when you start.
This is Dora. I would like to make my case about the yoga, since the bean guy said he's going to send pictures. Sorry, I forgot his name. James?
Andrew was the bean guy.
Oh, Andrew. Yeah. So I would like to offer to come and give you lessons once I have the certificate.
She's offering you any yoga lessons.
That would be lovely. I've always wanted to learn yoga.
Not you, Andrew.
Who?
Settle down, relax. She's offering it to us. She doesn't know who Andrew is.
How do you know?
Because she's not allowed to contact Andrew. That's rule number one.
But you're still assuming that she's offering the free yoga to us.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
By the way, that solves our question. That solves the problem. What do we do with the rest of our animation festival time?
You could ask her a follow-up question.
No, I'm too shy. You ask her.
Hey, Dora, I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
Who are you offering free yoga lessons to?
To anyone who is associated with Dinner at Andy's.
Ah!
To us, yeah.
Okay.
Dora, I have a question. Are you currently wearing pants?
Stop it.
Yes.
Well, then my God, you're the envy of every L.A. painter in the world. Imagine, look, she's like living the life of luxury compared to some of our guests.
I think Zoe is an outlier. Although yesterday, you know, I had to throw my pants away.
Yeah.
They got,
because it was Tuesday.
Well, no, they got shredded by my dog.
Yeah. Hey, will you do us a favor and not tell us that story?
It's over.
Oh, that's the story?
Yeah, I snuck it in.
Damn you. Damn you to hell.
All right, thanks, Dora. So anybody else David, James, Andrew, and Zoe, feel free to identify yourself and make your case.
Hey, this is James. I basically just got this car fixed after it got in an accident, and I finally got my savings back up to normal, and now I'm going to have to not live life normally again. So it's going to be more beans, basically. I'm getting tired of beans, but if I have to get this catalytic converter thing. But yeah, $50 would be nice to cover the gas, because I don't have to drive around all day tomorrow to like run the stuff through the thing.
Isn't there a big black market right now for catalytic converters?
There is. I'm hoping I don't need to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Because they're really expensive.
Well, could you buy a stolen one?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of, like, people who look like, I don't know, I don't want to make any judgments.
Hey, Ken, you know what a good marathon premium would be this year?
What?
Beans. Our listeners love beans. A lot of them need beans.
Black beans.
Black beans, yeah. $75 pledge, can of beans. Ken and Andy beans.
Maybe. I know a guy in Queens who could fix the converter for $50.
That's Andrew talking? Who said that?
It's Bernardo. My buddy Ben, he fixes catalytic converters over in Astoria. $50, he'll take care of it.
Can you
you hear that, James? We can't put you guys together though, unfortunately, because then you'll start splitting Andy's Lord of the Flies money. Right, Andy?
Yeah, I don't think Bernardo's friend Ben is allowed to leave his residence. I think with that ankle bracelet on, he's kind of stuck inside.
He can do it from the sidewalk. It's fine.
If you have an ankle bracelet, are you allowed to walk around your yard?
Don't know. There's different kinds of ankle bracelets, different judge orders.
Well, we should call Ben.
What if the phone that's ringing is a little bit outside of his range?
Yeah, that would be dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, James, for filling us in on your catalytic converter issue.
What kind of ankle bracelet would it be that you're not allowed in the living room to get your phone?
One that has weak batteries?
You mean if I was married to a guy with an ankle bracelet, I could just take his phone and just dance around the living room and tease him and taunt him?
Yeah, it's like a dog with an electric collar.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a point...
That would be fun to be married to someone with an ankle bracelet. Ain't no argument you'd ever lose.
So we still need to hear from David or Andrew or Zoe. So feel free to identify yourself and make your case.
One of you is going home with $52.
No, not necessarily.
It has to if it's unanimous.
There's Andrew. No, it's David. Go ahead, David.
I'm just saying, I don't want people to get the wrong impression, thinking I'm living a life of luxury. Chasing down nothing but a seltzer and a chocolate bar. I'm just a man with a baby. I'm going bald. My walls are competing with my tap water to see which has more lead in them. And I'm paying New York City rent on the salary of a New York City public school teacher. So at the end of a long day, a Ritter Sport and a seltzer water, that gets me through the hard times. And with $52, I can get a couple of Ritter Sports.
And
wow, well spoken, David.
Yeah, you've touched our hearts. How old is your baby?
We are coming up on 4 months next week.
It's a perfect day. So he's talking a little bit by now.
Huh? At 4 months?
Well, our kids did.
Yeah?
I guess not every kid did. No, I'm sure he's a cute kid, David. I'm sure he's fine. No, I'm sure he'll be fine. A lot of kids start slow.
Yeah, they don't generally start talking at 4 months.
Oh, look, he's talking. He's holding it up. He's holding the baby up.
Yeah.
He's pretending to talk. You know how he's doing it, Ken? He's squeezing the baby's belly to make the lips move.
Well, that's a good-looking baby.
Yeah, that is a good-looking baby. Yeah, oh, he's wagging the lips a little bit.
Well, thank you, David. And what do you teach in the New York public school system?
I teach sixth grade math in the South Bronx.
Holy cow. You were doing God's work. Incredible.
David.
I don't think God would be caught dead teaching sixth grade math in the South Bronx.
That's why he hires people to do it.
That's why he hires David.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's a guy going into the Bronx to teach math. He has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's in New York. Rents are exorbitant.
Yep. And all he's asking for is a seltzer and a couple of candy bars.
$52 might help him. That's pretty persuasive.
Yep.
Okay, who can beat that?
We still need to hear from Zoe.
Sure, yeah.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi. Should I put on my camera?
No, it's okay.
You don't have to. Hi, okay. Zoe. Hey, Zoe, let's see one of your paintings.
Okay. How do I turn the camera around?
Wait. That's on you, baby. Oh, my gosh, you're very talented.
Thank you.
I'm going to name, our listeners can't see it, of course, so I'm just going to name some colors I'm looking at.
Yeah.
There's some red.
Love the clothes.
Yeah, there's some yellow.
Uh-huh.
What else do you see, Ken? There's some brown.
It's kind of matte taped up right now, so it's hard to see.
If you like colors, this is the artist I can recommend. She uses a lot of colors.
Yeah, and I see something that kind of looks like
a face?
A Venus flytrap or something.
Yeah.
Is there a Venus flytrap in that picture?
It's like a...
Zoe, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes.
Exactly, Ken. You got it. Exactly right, Ken. And Zoe...
It's amazing.
Zoe, what would $52? Oh, you said you would. You said you spilled paint on your pants.
I do have very painty pants, and then my non-painty pants are like totally shredded, so that the integrity of the pants aren't working anymore. Like there's more rips than pants at the moment. So I just haven't really had the ability to get a non-shredded pair yet. But like, I know that the personal need is maybe not that compelling, but I have that one painting I'm working on, but I have another really crappy painting that for $50, I could like change the complete direction of the painting, make it like make a dinner at Andy's painting, which I would do.
She
for
could
$50.
Take a, for $50, she would take her crappy painting.
Mm-hmm.
And put put $50 worth
totally
more
do anything with the crappiest painting I have.
She would take that $50 and somehow transform the crappy painting into a masterpiece.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, that's all.
That
it
sounds
takes.
Like a very profitable plan.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
And if you had to go outside right now, what would you do? Would you wear shorts or would you wear a dress or what would you do?
I've been using these, like, shredded pants.
Oh, okay.
But even though they have no integrity, as she said.
They're just, like, barely holding together.
Okay, so that's, your story has touched our hearts, hasn't it, Ken?
Okay, it has.
Who have we not heard from?
We've heard from everybody once.
Oh, but David has a baby. Dora wants a... Dora would give us yoga lessons. Oh, wait. But hold on. Andrew is a student. He's just getting started. And he's living from paycheck to paycheck. He needs his black beans.
He does.
But wait, James has started his own business. He's trying to live the American dream, but his van won't start.
He just needs a catalytic converter, Andy.
Bernardo wants to have some kind of novelty tissue dispenser.
A cat butt tissue holder.
For when his guests come. Bernardo has nothing to talk to when his guests come, to his friends about. He's desperate for a conversation starter.
Well, that's a good plan then, to get a cat butt tissue holder.
That's everybody's first choice.
So I think we should let them go at it, right?
Okay, you guys go at it.
You all want to go at it with each other for 5 minutes?
Ken and I are going to turn our mics off.
By the way, hang on. The contestants, you all see one another, so you all know who the contestants are.
Yeah, okay. We're turning our mics off.
You want to explain the rules one last time, Andy?
Absolutely not. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, James?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, you're the one that needs the cat, right?
Oh no. I need the catalytic converter.
Oh yeah. I need
the tank of gas so I can drive around the city so I can fix it, hopefully.
What kind of car is it? I'm just curious.
It's a Honda Odyssey minivan.
Okay.
2013 vintage.
So you have the check engine light on because the catalytic converter is
We hooked up that little computer thing and it gave this code like PO420 and I sent it to my friend and he said catalytic converter. And like, as soon as he said it, I also had like DuckDuckGo searched it and it was sure enough, catalytic converter. So he told me the trick, the lacquer thinner. So fingers crossed, because I really don't need to spend like $2,000 or $3,000 right now on a new thing or hire some guy to like get me one. But the buddy in Queens, I'm curious, like, please put that in the chat. I want to know that guy. Because that route sounds pretty good.
So your car still drives without the cat, but the plot twist
is in the state, it's registered in the state of Maryland. And in the state of Maryland, you have to get an emissions test every 2 years. and mine's coming up in like a month. And if the catalytic converter is off, it's going to fail the emissions test and be another whole pain in the butt. Get it recertified. I have to drive to Maryland again. So trying to get this like fixed pretty soon. So that way I can pass that test, get on with my life.
Okay, we're going to take, I'm interrupting, although it's fascinating. Great radio, guys. We're going to be taking a vote in 2 minutes, a preliminary vote to see where we are.
I want to hear more about the school teacher.
What do you want to know?
Tell us about your trials and tribulations. I don't think the water is has a lot of lead in it. New York's water is usually pretty good, right?
In the whole, it's supposed to be, but we'll see. I sent a sample to the city. We'll see what they say. You want to hear my catalytic converter story?
Yeah.
All right. So every day when I go to work, I go by Yankee Stadium. It's just a few blocks near there. And I'm going to work. It's like I'm an early bird. Hey, I'm trying to tell a story. All right. So anyway, it's like 6:30 in the morning. Should be dead quiet. It's the corner where the Yankee Stadium is across from the McDonald's there. Huge traffic accident. Like this car had been ripped in two. And it's just a tragic thing that happened. This car got plowed by another car. The car that was speeding along and caused all the mayhem. It turns out that they had like 11 stolen catalytic converters in their car.
I heard about that. It was a whole scandal. Some guy was like collecting. Sorry, I'm eating. He was collecting catalytic converters.
But those beans.
Make them vote.
I made chickpeas. I ran out of beans.
Okay, if we had to vote, if we had, I've never seen seven people waste the time more like this in my life. All right. Okay, if we had to vote right now, just name somebody. You can name yourself. I'm going to go around the room. Are you ready? Andrew from Little Falls, who would you vote for? You can say yourself if you want.
I would vote for Dave.
Okay, Zoe, who would you vote for?
I vote for myself.
Vote for yourself,
okay, Zoe. Dora, who would you vote for?
Zoe.
Oh, God. Okay, who am I missing? Bernardo, who would you vote for? You can say yourself.
I want to see a dinner at Andy's painting, so Zoe.
Okay, James, who would you vote
for? We got to hang it up in the station.
Zoe.
Zoe's getting votes. Okay, wow. It's close to unanimous. Did I not poll?
Lack of pants. I'm not sure who you didn't poll. I'm tallying.
You guys will have a final vote in 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So Zoe's winning by...
We didn't waste enough time.
Zoe's winning by a lot. Zoe, you do have to win over David, who voted for himself.
No. I voted for Zoe.
Oh, David, you're switching your vote for Zoe.
That was my original vote. I'm stalwart.
Okay, sorry about that.
Wait, I'm going to look up stalwart as soon as this is over.
No, stalwart.
Here's the crappy paint. Here's the painting that I'm going to modify. It's going to need a lot of modifying because right now it's just like colors and some floating heads.
Andy on a horse? Can you put Andy on a horse and make him look like a general?
Or a knight?
Did I skip the...
Like there. A podium?
Yeah.
Do you want a jousting pole or something?
Yeah, as always, I want a jousting pole.
This is going to turn into it.
Yeah.
Add the Kende Wiley horse in there.
Wait, oh no, I'm going to have to give $52.
Paintings?
They're going to do this. It's going to be unanimous.
Yeah.
Where can the radio listeners see that?
I can't believe they're going to actually agree.
Zoe, email that to me, and I'll put it up on the playlist.
Wait,
page.
If she wins, hold on. Wait a minute. No.
If she wins,
wait a minute. Zoe, you're.
Wait, that's the crappy one. Zoe, that's the one that's going to be the dinner at Andy's one. I have to turn these floating head girls into Ken and Andy.
Zoe, you're very sympathetic, but I want to remind you all that James needs to fix his van. Bernardo, well, forget Bernardo. David is a teacher in the Bronx. He's doing, as Ken said, God's work. Dora, all she wants out of life, all she asks is to be a yoga instructor. And Andrew just wants some black beans to eat.
Just so you all know, if you can't come to agreement, Andy gets to keep his money.
That's, you know what? Maybe you want to know what I would do with the money.
That's why he's carrying on.
Maybe you're asking what I would do with the money.
What would you do with the money, Andy?
Go to the bank tomorrow, convert it to nickels and pennies,
yeah.
Throw it on the bed,
uh-huh.
Ask Beth to put on her Catwoman outfit, and roll around in it.
What outfit would you be wearing?
No, I'm just, I won't even be in the room. I'm too shy.
Okay. All right.
One can I make an appeal to Andrew to please vote for Zoe so he has to pay somebody?
No, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. That guy, David, has a baby. Oh, I would vote for David. This is Dora talking. I would vote for David.
David's out of state paying for his things. Zoe needs your money.
You all need money. Zoe.
I don't even have a car. I'm just going to add, I'm in LA without a car. So all the broken transducer.
Maybe.
Zoe, if you're making your case, I would. Zoe, the headline is you don't have pants.
Everybody voted for Zoe. Vote for Zoe.
Okay, we're going to take a final poll. I just want to confirm this. I can't believe they actually agreed on someone. I'm just so upset. Right, okay, here we go. Final vote. Final polling. James.
Zoe.
Damn it. Bernardo.
Zoe.
God. Wait, David.
Zoe.
How did this happen? Dora.
Zoe.
Oh, you can all go to hell. Andrew. Andrew, my man.
Hey.
Oh, Jesus. And then Zoe, I assume, will vote for herself.
Congratulations,
Long
Zoe.
This is my first time caller. Yeah. I'm
really
happy.
Wow.
Well, thank you all.
Thanks, Bernardo, David, Dora, James, Andrew, and congratulations, Zoe.
So, Zoe, you have to contact the station, and I'll with your PayPal info. You can contact the station at my email, which is ken@wfmu.org. That's how any of you can reach me. Ken@wfmu.org. I want to hear your complaints. I want to hear any comments. Ken@wfmu.org.
It's actually even worse than that. If people email you at your own address, it comes to me anyway.
Good.
Yeah. That's how it works.
And Zoe, I'll take care of you. God, I am so shocked.
Yeah. You were counting on
Discord.
Because
they all needed the money. But they all made a selfless act.
It's the no pants.
It's the no pants. Yeah. It's the all a girl has to say is, "Oh, I don't have any pants," and every guy on earth, guys with babies, guys that are eating beans, they don't care.
I want to get the music in the background out of here. Say that again.
All any girl in the world has to say
is,
"Oh, help me! I don't have any pants," and.
Thank you.
And she's at the head of the line. I'd like to see some bouncer at some club argue with that.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks, everybody. We're going to be ending the call.
You can all go to hell, everybody.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Hey, and what do they do if they want to come to the Animation Festival?
We'll send out an announcement on the 7-second delay newsletter.
But it's Friday night.
Friday night, February 24th, is the tentative date. Hopefully tickets will go on in the next couple of days.
Be there and
thanks,
be
Jeremiah.
Square.
Stay tuned for Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.